The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Okay, we're joined as always at this time by Simon Tierney, who's this week going to tell us how to brush our teeth effectively. And I think we know what's prompted this, Simon.
Yes. So your listeners might have seen, Shane, that Dyson, famous for their Hoovers and other things, hair dryers and things like that, have brought out their first electric toothbrush. It is quite a cumbersome contraption, but I suppose it's always interesting from a design perspective, because Dyson are one of those companies like Apple, which are quite innovative with what they're doing. And what they've done with this is that they've basically built a machine that can brush your teeth, floss your teeth, and rinse your mouth all at the same time. Okay? It has a built-in camera. It's quite a big operation, this. It's quite cumbersome. But it's got a camera in it. And essentially what it does is, when you put it into your mouth, the camera detects when it sees a gap between your teeth. And when it sees that gap, it shoots a jet of mouthwash into it in order to clear away any debris or plaque. And I suppose that's what a traditional flossing would do.
Okay.
Now, I can see your face, Ciara. Bear with me. It's probably going to come a little stranger in a second. Because there's that camera there which can detect the gap in your teeth, of which I have many, you can also watch a live feed of what the camera is viewing on your smartphone through their app. And presumably you can also watch it back later with your friends and family, if you so wish.
Okay.
Why? The question has
to
be
to unpack.
Just why?
Yeah.
And when you say cumbersome, how big is this?
Well, I don't know
exactly. It can't be that big. It has to fit in your mouth, I suppose. So.
Yeah, but also...
But there's a lot on the under part, isn't
it? But it has a 12.5 millilitre tank to
hold the
mouthwash in it.
Okay. I mean, look, who knows? Maybe in 30 years, everyone will be using something like this. Who knows?
Yeah, but what I always think about tech like this is that I think we've got to the stage now where we need to say to the tech industry, you guys are supposed to make our lives easier and less complicated.
Yeah.
This sounds as if it's making it more complicated.
Yeah.
Fair.
Like, I'd be the sort, I don't even have an electric toothbrush.
Neither do I.
I like a normal, basic toothbrush that does the job, because I don't want to have another thing that I need to charge.
I'm 100% with you. And I also don't have a soft toothbrush. I have a medium or firmish toothbrush, because
I've got thoughts on that.
Okay, well, we'll come to that in a moment.
I don't like the soft ones are ineffectual.
Okay, let's
it's controversial.
So we're parking the Dyson toothbrush for now. So let's go with the normal toothbrush. How long should you brush for?
Okay, so the average person, according to studies, brushes for between 45 and 60 seconds, right? And I actually did a little bit of empirical research on this last night, and I noticed that when I was brushing my teeth last night before going into bed, knowing that I was coming into studio today, that I actually brushed for way longer than that.
Do you?
I brushed for about 3.5 minutes last night.
Wow.
And that's absolutely...
Was that because you knew you were doing this stuff?
No. It was genuinely standard, right? I wasn't watching the clock as I was brushing. I checked
it
after.
You're quite meticulous then.
But then
brushing.
I noticed this morning, Shane, when I was rushing to get ready to go into work, getting
seconds.
The kids ready for school, it was way faster. I think I brushed for a minute. So I think there's a big discrepancy perhaps between morning and evening brushing.
I don't know for how long I clean my own teeth. I don't know. But I would have thought it was definitely not 3.5 minutes. I hope it's at least 45 seconds. I don't really have no idea.
Yeah.
I always find when I get a new toothbrush, I brush my teeth for longer with the new toothbrush.
Yes. Yeah, that is
I don't
true.
Know why.
You breaking it in?
I don't. I think it's just like...
Breaking it. Get those damn bristles to go softer. Now, the soft bristles thing here, right? I checked a load of dental research on this last night, and they all generally say that it's better to use soft bristles.
Is this because of your gums?
Well, it's not even... Well, the gums, yeah, it can be quite abrasive on your gums. But apparently the harder bristles and even the medium bristles, that they rub away the enamel on your teeth too much. It erodes the enamel, and that leaves them vulnerable to... what's the word that they use? Lesions developing, which will then can create infections or let bacteria in.
All right, so I need to move to...
You need to move
I just
to
find it's a bit ineffectual. My teeth don't feel as clean.
I know, I totally agree with you, but they would argue that you just need to brush for longer.
Okay.
With the soft toothbrush.
Okay.
So the other big question...
You look indignant.
I feel I should do it if you tell me to because I'm that way inclined, but I
listen to
I'll
the
be disappointed.
Kira.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, before or after breakfast... Or both.
Do you know, this is funny, right? When I was growing up, my dad used to always brush his teeth before breakfast. And I thought that was weird. And until, honestly, about 2 years ago, I always brushed my teeth before breakfast. After breakfast. So I would have my breakfast first and then brush my teeth. And apparently, I'm doing it wrong. Like, all dentists say that you should do it before now. The guidance on it has shifted. And... the reason for that is because when you wake up in the morning, your mouth is full of bacteria that's been sitting there.
And, it's that way it stinks.
And generating overnight.
Your
exactly.
Speak for yourself, Shane.
And what you have to do is you have to clear that bacteria away before you eat food, because if you put food into an unclean mouth that has been festering for the last 12 hours.
A fetid mouth.
Is that the bacteria that's already there and that's been enjoying a cozy night on your tongue will now begin to feed on those Rice Krispies, on that slice of toast, on that spoonful of porridge. And the bacteria will feed and will create...
scrambled eggs with smoked salmon.
Scrambled eggs and smoked salmon, whatever you're having yourself, will start to feed on it. And that's not good. But there's two other reasons as well. Brushing your teeth before breakfast coats the enamel, so the acid on the food from your breakfast won't break down your teeth further. And the third thing that I'd never thought about as well is brushing your teeth before breakfast stimulates the saliva glands. So your mouth is then full of saliva before you start eating, and the saliva is full of enzymes which help the digestive process.
They do. Okay.
It all makes sense.
It does. Can I just ask you about flossing? Should we be all flossing and should we be using those little skinny bits of string or I've seen these ones, they look like kind of bottle brushes, and they're like little tiny bottle brushes that I haven't seen since I had babies.
Oh, I use those.
Do they have a name? I don't know what they are.
I actually don't know.
But you know, but do you know the things I mean, Shane? Little tiny bottle brushes, and you ram them between your teeth.
Yeah. I find those really helpful. Like if you've got wonky teeth like me, where
you've
there's
got
a
perfectly
kind of a
normal looking teeth,
hard to get area at the back. I find those quite helpful. I mean, my dentist, it was very funny. My dentist said to me a few months ago when I was in there last, she said, make sure you are doing your flossing, aren't you? And I said, yeah, I always make sure I floss once a week. And she said, once a week? You need to do it every... She said, I think she said that I need to do it twice a day.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, or something outrageous like that.
So you do it alongside cleaning your teeth kind of thing.
Yeah, but I do it, like, to be honest, I do it maybe every 3 days. Now, my wife is a total dental nerd. She does it, like, religiously every day.
It takes too long.
Are we like Queen Elizabeth I here, that we have a bath once a year, whether we need it or not? I wonder again, in a few years, will we all be like... Oh yeah, of course you floss 3 times a day or something with those little sticks.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I do tongue scrape.
Well, I was going to ask this because I remember reading a piece about 30 years ago. It was a female columnist in a newspaper talking about, got a new boyfriend. Mm. And she was saying, I have to teach him to brush his tongue as well. Yeah. And I was thinking, what? I never brush my tongue.
Were things tricky in the kissing department?
I'd never noticed. Yeah. In terms of the columnist, I think she was saying that all her fellas...
Shame. I've never noticed.
No one had ever complained.
Asking you.
But now that you... Oh, no. I remember thinking, God, I'd never even thought about brushing
but
my
Shane,
tongue.
Shane, think about it this way. The vast majority of the bacteria in your mouth is located on your tongue. Like, dentists talk about the tongue landscape, like it's sort of this
lunar...
Well,
it has tiny papillae.
It's
not a smooth surface.
That's the word, papillae.
Yes, it is.
Love that.
It's not a smooth surface. It's lots of tiny, tiny little fronds, like a sea anemone, if you like, but they're shorter.
And the other thing about your tongue is that, like, if you took out a human tongue, it is so long.
I know, it goes right back.
It's so long.
I do sometimes use a toothbrush on my tongue, I do, but...
Someone will have the thing on the back of the toothbrush.
I don't like to go to the back of my thing.
You feel
my
gagging.
Because I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Now, I do have a tongue scraper at home, right? It's a blue plastic thing that has quite a sharp edge on it. Now, the recommendation, the advice around this is to do it, although some people don't think you should. But if you do it gently, because the tongue is very, very sensitive.
The rinsing or the not rinsing, I have always rinsed until relatively recently. Where I
always thought rinsing was quite an American thing.
Do you mean just with water?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you don't rinse at all after you brush your teeth?
No.
But I've kind of stopped, Shane. I've kind of stopped because I kind of think maybe I should just leave the residue of the toothpaste in there. It's probably going to do me some good.
Mm. Yeah, but like for me, not rinsing after brushing your teeth is like getting out of a filthy bath and not like showering off.
Hey, you get a scoosh with the water.
But like I feel like there's a lot of debris in there that needs to be flushed out. Do you know what I mean?
What about mouthwash? Is that a better thing to rinse?
I do a mouthwash. Yeah, I do. But even after the mouthwash, I have to rinse. I just don't like it.
I would never rinse after mouthwash.
The reason they say that you shouldn't rinse after brushing your teeth is because there's a concentration of fluoride in there coating your teeth, your enamel that you want to keep.
Yeah, that's kind of why I stopped. Yeah. Lastly,
I never started just because of sheer laziness. It's just the idea of bringing a cup of water.
Lastly,
with me.
The toothbrush, How splayed do the bristles need to be before you replace it?
I remember when I was a kid that we had the Oral-B toothbrushes. You used to have a little strip of colour in the middle.
It did.
It would go down. And when it got to the bottom, you knew that you had to replace your toothbrush. That's good tech. That doesn't exist anymore.
Pay attention, James Dyson.
Yes, exactly.
With your nonsense.
They say 3 to 4 months. You should
really?
Replace
then,
your toothbrush.
Then I think I'm not too badly off because I was thinking they were going to say much more frequently than that.
Yeah. Or you could just give it an old boil, maybe.
I know, because they
splay.
They splay.
They splay and they become fibrous.
They do. Okay, excellent advice on how to brush
you guys.
Your teeth.
Are either of you licking your teeth all the time during this piece?
I've noticed.
I'm running my tongue over my teeth the whole time.
Yeah. You don't want them to be furry.
I'm going to brush my teeth for 2.5 minutes tonight when I get
so home. Suggestible. Yeah. Thank you for that,
so
Simon.
Thank you, guys.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.